Well, hey, listeners, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past weekend, we talked about the movie Ferdinand. And the movie Ferdinand's animated film. It's a cute little film. But something I said about it is that it's very much, from my perspective, in the spirit of our age. The main thrust of the film seems to be that you will find lasting contentment and happiness. You'll find your happily ever after only if you kind of throw off the shackles of what other people say you should be, of what society says you should be, of what your friend says you should be, your mom says you should be, or kind of greater culture says you should be, and you need to define who you should be. That's when you're going to find lasting happiness and contentment. You are the best person and the only person who can truly define what's best for you. And what we kind of did with that is I said, look, there's that idea I think is so attractive to us as kind of Americans or Westerners. I think it's very prevalent, kind of that message right now. And I think it's attractive to us because it does address a problem. If I can say it this way, culture and Christianity agree that there is a problem here. It is wrong to stereotype people, and it's wrong for you personally or for me personally to allow other people's expectations of us, to allow what your mom says, what your dad says, what your classmates say, whomever it may be, to define you, to let their expectations completely define your self-worth and who you should be and what other people's stereotypes of you or expectations of you, to let that define you. I would say that is a problem. Where culture and Christianity disagree is on the solution. Culture seems to say, okay, the solution to this problem is you need to define you. You need to define your own reality and what is best for you. And something that I said on Sunday, which I imagine was very challenging for some of us, was you are not the best person to define what's best for you. And what I mean by that is I think the best person to define what is best for you is the one who made you. And that's God himself. Our culture says, no, follow your heart. The Bible says, don't follow your heart, follow Jesus. Our faith says, don't follow your heart, follow Jesus. In fact, we read from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, and Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. Both of those verses say the same thing, and that is that there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. In the end, it leads to death. In Jeremiah, we see this great verse that says, the heart is deceitful above all things. It's incurably sick. Who can understand it? And I say that's a great verse. It sounds depressing, but I think it's a good verse because it reminds us, don't follow your heart. Your heart lies to you. I think it was John Calvin who said that the human heart is an idol factory. It just keeps pumping out these kind of little gods that says, hey, pursue this and it'll make you happy. Pursue this and it'll make you happy. Pursue this and it'll make you happy. But the problem is there is always another if I could just ride around the corner, if I could just get this, if I could just get that, and we get those things, and what we find is they make us happy for 6 months or a year or a couple of years, only to find that eventually we're right back to the next if I could just. And so that's why it's so important that we don't follow our heart, that we follow Jesus. When our feelings and scripture part ways, that we go with scripture and say, God, when you call me to live this way, but my heart says I want to live this way or make this choice or pursue this path, God, I want to follow your path, even when sometimes it contradicts the things that I'm feeling or the things that I think might be right for my life. God really does know what is best for us. He wants to give us the best, and ultimately, he's done that by giving us his own son, Jesus Christ, and through Christ, giving us a relationship with himself. So I want to encourage you right now just to take a moment and to pray and say, Father, forgive me for the times where I have followed my heart and my feelings rather than following you. God, I want you to define for me what is best. I want you to have control in my life. And God, in the future, when I'm tempted to think that my way is right, God, I want to be able to say, thy will be done, not my will be done. Father, will you help me with this? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We hope to see you back tomorrow for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day.